Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
Discover over 100 episodes of Bartholomew Town on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
The downtown area where we can get to City Hall, get to the courthouse, get to the State House really quickly, and just see everybody. You know, that's the key. You can't be outside the community and cover it. You've got to be right in the heart of it, walking around, seeing everybody at lunch and getting those tips. So it's you'll see us every day.
Welcome in to another edition of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bartholomew. On today's episode, I sit down with Ed Fitzpatrick of the Boston Globe to discuss the Globe's foray into Rhode Island. And it was just a few months ago that Dan McGowan, formerly of Channel 12, announced that he was leaving WPRI 12 for the Boston Globe. A lot of uncertainty. Would McGowan be covering Boston politics, Massachusetts politics? Well, it turns out the Globe announced they were moving into Rhode Island, setting up shop here, recruited Amanda Milkovitz, formerly of the Providence Journal and veteran Providence Journal columnist, most recently of Roger Williams University, Ed Fitzpatrick, establishing the beginnings of a Rhode Island bureau for the Globe. So today, my conversation with Ed Fitzpatrick discussing what it is that the Globe is going to be doing and how it's going to affect Rhode Island media and, most importantly, Rhode Islanders. Support for Bartholomew Town comes from PDQ Graphics of Newport, a full-service commercial printing company and graphic design studio serving Aquidneck Island and the surrounding area for over 40 years, specializing in creative graphic design, offset and digital printing, as well as large format signage. Discover more at pdqri.com or give them a call at 401-849-3820. Coming up on Saturday, June 8th, it's Bartholomew Town Live at PVD Fest, a live podcast and performances from some of your favorite Rhode Island bands, Saturday, June 8th at 3 p.m. on the Arcade Stage at PVD Fest. Bartholomew Town Live. For complete festival details, visit pvdfest.com. Okay, without further ado, let's find out what the Boston Globe is up to when it comes to Rhode Island with Ed Fitzpatrick. All right, so we are here. Appearance number two, but now under the auspices of the Boston Globe with Mr. Ed Fitzpatrick. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, a real pleasure. So Rhode Islanders know by now it started, the avalanche began, Dan McGowan announcing he was leaving Channel 12 for the Boston Globe. Everyone was thinking he's going to be covering Boston City Hall or whatever it may be. It turns out that the Globe is moving into Rhode Island. Scott McKay pointed out it's sort of similar to their foray into New Hampshire a bit. You know, it's not as if they came in and, took out every piece of media in New Hampshire. They just sort of changed the game a bit. Is that kind of how this process, from your perspective, now that you and Amanda Milkovitz are in this peer group, if you will, of Rhode Island journalists, you're not coming in here necessarily to, it's not the Globe versus the Journal, we'll say.
No. I think we're going to add some value to what's going on here in Rhode Island. I think it's good for Rhode Island. It's good for everybody to have more people getting after it, going down to the State House and City Hall and the police station and finding out what's going on. We're definitely not going to be covering Rhode Island from Boston. And as my bumper sticker says, I never leave Rhode Island. So it's great to be able to cover my home state and to be able to work with such great journalists like Amanda and Dan. You know, they know their beats. They know Rhode Island so well, and good people and good reporters. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you, of course, were pulled out of a somewhat comfortable relative to the grind of journalism gig at Roger Williams University. You know, I know that as someone who's got that creative spark, sometimes a place like that, you can only be there for so long to kind of recharge. Did that play a part of it, or was just the Globe itself such an invitation?
I think it's like an opportunity you can't refuse. But I enjoyed Roger Williams. I got to teach a journalism class there. I got to launch a First Amendment blog, and it's a great place to be, and I enjoyed it. My wife was saying that you're more relaxed in that job, and I was saying, I don't want to be relaxed.
Right.
So I got what I hoped for. Now I'm on deadline and stressed out, so it's a beautiful thing.
We saw the first triple byline, I think it was last week.
Yeah.
Between you, Milkovitz, and McGowan, so... Is that going to be a big part of the information gathering process, combining your resources and information that you already have?
I hope so. I think we work well as a team, and we each have different areas of expertise, different sources, and we can bring different things to a story, to the table when we're covering something. And that was a great way to roll it out, a great example of we all pitched in that day and covered different aspects of it. So I think you will see more of that.
We saw this morning a tweet. I know that there had been some collection of emails for just a vague sign up on this Google document to get an email from the Boston Globe about Rhode Island. Now that's been clarified as the roadmap. Is that the name of the
Yeah, it's going to be the roadmap with an H. It's going to be like a daily briefing is the way they're describing it. A way to give you a lead item, a short lead item, telling you something about something going on in Rhode Island, and then what's on tap that day. What's coming up, and little tidbits here and there. So it'll give you an idea of what's coming up in Rhode Island, what to pay attention to.
Inside the paper, when it comes to this, is obviously a move to increase digital subscriptions. Digital subscriptions just surpassed physical subscriptions at the Globe, which is interesting. They're, I guess, worthless in terms of pure dollars right now. But if you get enough of them, you can expand the brand to a point where it kind of offsets the loss of print. Is that a big part of what the team at the Rhode Island Globe team is going to be working on? Digital content, maybe multimedia work of any nature?
Yeah, very much so. And when you include the Sunday newspaper, it's still a larger print circulation.
Sure, yep.
But you're right; it's one of the first regional papers to surpass the number of digital subscribers being greater than the number of print subscribers. So that the Globe's very good at that, and has a very clean interface when you go on the website, and definitely multimedia and online presence that I think readers are going to appreciate.
One thing that is jumped out at me right away when it came to even Dan McGowan posting in his Facebook group the stock photo of Jorge Elorza, Providence Mayor Elorza, very different than what you would see from what Channel 12 was presenting.
Huh.
It's a dark photo. It's an action photo. He's mid statement.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It changes your brain as the chemistry, at least for me, it changes the article. It's more Gotham-esque. It just gives depth to what you're kind of working on in general. And I hope to see that, raise the level of competition, because there's great photographers in Rhode Island. There's great, no question about it, but boy, it'd be nice to see everything go up a notch as this Globe project unfolds.
The presentation is going to be have a lot of different aspects to it, and I think we'll get a variety of aspect of photos of Mayor Elorza.
eventually that'll expand.
Exactly.
When it comes to your work now in Rhode Island, I mean, what do you think are the biggest issues that you'll be covering? I would assume that McGowan will stay headstrong on education. That's a pivotal problem for the state, no question about it. As compared with Massachusetts, you'll be able to do that work in a specific way, comparing Rhode Island to Massachusetts, as we always do.
Yep.
Besides that, what else are you going to look at?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to try to cover every hearing and every bounce of the ball, but I think, the three of us, people asking us, how are you going to divide it up? And the answer is we're all going to go after the big stories of Rhode Island, whatever the big story is that day. And, you know, but we will have different areas we know more about. And you know, the legislative session is coming to the home stretch now. So we'll be focused on what's going on in the State House in the next few weeks. But, yeah, Dan's spent so many years covering City Hall, has so much knowledge about what's going on there and education. And Amanda, having covered the police and the crime beat for so many years, like we started actually at the Providence Journal 19 years ago on the same day.
Really?
And then started at the Boston Globe on the same day a few weeks ago. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, a little serendipity there. So yeah, everybody's got their different areas of expertise, but we're just going to go over the issues that are important in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and that'll be not just Providence, that'll expand south into Newport, South County, Blackstone River, all that statewide presence.
Absolutely. I think you got to get out of Providence and not just operate in that one square mile downtown and see what's going on in the towns. You know, last week I was writing a bit online about what's going on in Warwick City Hall and the budget there. And, you know, there's always something interesting happening in North Providence.
Yeah, we'll see if the beds actually come out of the fire station.
Will Mayor Lombardi take the beds out?
Will there be another Mayor Lombardi mural erected sometime in the near future here?
That's right.
The characters.
You're asking all the right questions.
You know something with this podcast that was fun? I would get emails or text messages from friends of mine that lived in Los Angeles or in New York, never been to Rhode Island, and never even necessarily seen the image of the people who were in the gubernatorial race last year. But, you know, I got a message from one friend of mine. It was, do you think Funk can pull it off? You know, what's up with Trillo? Is he? Do you think he actually has the 30% that he says he's getting? People outside of Rhode Island are watching Rhode Island, at least on a micro scale, as a reality show because of these characters and storylines. Crime Town kind of highlighted that as well. Do you feel like you'll be able to deliver on a purely entertainment and engaging level, the Rhode Island story to the outside world?
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a journalist's theme park, as Elliot Jaspin said years ago at the Providence Journal. So to be able to tell those Rhode Island stories I'm very grateful for the chance to do it again. And,
yeah.
But we got to write about the cork gun and everything that's going on that makes this place so unique and exciting.
Yes. What can other journalists, media personalities in Rhode Island right now expect from the Boston Globe? They're probably huddling all the time wondering how are we going to, without giving away your trade secrets, you know, what should they expect, you know, when things launch next week?
Well, I guess you can expect us to just try to cover the things that matter, the stories of import in Rhode Island, and to try to tell good stories and try to add some value to the report to give you an angle or a perspective or some news you couldn't get anywhere else, and to just add to all the good work that's already been is being done now by the Providence Journal and a lot of other good reporters in the state. So we're going to try to add to that, and I think it'll help the state.
As far as the specifics of where you'll be based versus, you know, you won't be based in Boston, you'll be based in
Providence.
Right, we're
going to be based right here, and that's why I came here today. I was hoping we could get some space in this right next door to you.
No. Yeah, we're moving into the loft. You guys, we could set up shop right here. Perfect.
Yeah, this looks good.
We'll just put another like shower curtain across the middle of the floor here.
If I could use that chair, it'd be great.
Yep. That's going to be, are people going to be able to interact with you? You'll have, obviously, there's already a tip, rinews@globe.com or whatever it is. There's already a way to get in touch with you, but do you feel like your office will be kind of an open door?
Oh yeah,
place?
We've got to be. We can't cover Rhode Island from Boston. We're looking at some space right now, and hopefully the deal will be sealed soon, where we can have an office in the downtown area, where we can get to City Hall, get to the courthouse, get to the State House really quickly, and just see everybody. You know, that's the key. You can't be outside the community and cover it. You've got to be right in the heart of it, and walking around, seeing everybody at lunch, and getting those tips. So it's you'll see us every day.
Commuting back and forth to Boston, is that something that's going to happen for you as well at some level?
We'll go up there now and then. And especially in the beginning, I think, mm-hmm. just to get on the radar and get used to the system there. We've been going up there, and some of my colleagues are up there today. But for the most part, we're going to be down here getting after the news.
Is there a Rhode Island editor?
We're working with a couple of editors up there, including Cynthia Needham, who used to be at the Providence Journal. They have some really good editors, really sharp people that will be helping us shape the coverage here.
What about other multimedia platforms? I hear Dan a lot on WPRO. Now he's identified as of the Boston Globe.
Yep.
Do you feel like you'll be able to get out and do your, I think all three, maybe not Amanda, but have appeared on A Lively Experiment on PBS? Yep. Is that something that'll happen as well? You'll kind of enter the broad media lexicon with the Boston Globe as your
Absolutely.
ID?
I think the Boston Globe seems to emphasize that. And our first priority is to be on Bartholomew Town.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, what we should expect. And this is a long-term project for all of you. I mean, it's not just to get this thing off the ground and get out of here in a year and go back to the college life?
No. I think in my blood, and I'm glad to be back in a newsroom.
Yeah.
Although we just got to get the newsroom, but here in Providence. But no. This is what we want to do from here on out, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we're going to tell some great stories.
Looking forward to seeing where it goes. Ed Fitzpatrick of the Boston Globe. Look out! Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Short and sweet today on the Bartholomew Town podcast. Remember, brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Listen on your favorite app, bartholomewtown.com or ripodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Bill Bartholomew. We'll talk soon.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.